сегодня особый урок.
Today we have a special lesson.
Да, с нами вместе наши дети.
Well, we have our kids with us today.
С нами вместе наши товарищи во всем мире.
We have our friends with us together today.
Поколение каббалистов.
We have with us today generations of Kabbalists that are connecting us with the upper force, with the spiritual worlds that create a whole system around us, supporting us, that are
наших личных движений вперед.
Expecting us, that are influencing us, expecting our own personal movements towards spiritual, and it's all constantly present, and let's hope that we're together, we'll be able to reveal this, we will see an immense number of forces and souls, systems that have been created by the upper force in order to bring this little man
полному подобию себе.
To complete equivalence to him. Something unimaginable. When we're watching kids, seemingly we understand that it could happen because we remember ourselves being little kids. And we've grown up through all kinds of all kinds of confusions, wanting to study and not wanting to study. And it brought finally us to the state that it, we became more or less grown-up adults. It's difficult to say. We have all kinds of problems on our own, but we know that this is the way it is. The process of growth is such. In Kabbalah, personal growth happens only as a result of his own effort, his own desire to do so. Therefore, we need to understand that any advancement can happen just if we make it so that it will happen. We're pushing ourselves through into the spiritual.
Сейчас мы с вами будем заниматься с нашими детьми.
Now we're going to have a lesson with our kids. Let's all of us try and make an effort and to lower ourselves to the level of the kids. It's not that difficult. In our world, we are
более низкий уровень, потому что это
we enjoy a kind of acting as if we're on a lower level. Because it is seemingly understood by us. It's kind of charming. In the spiritual, it's very difficult. It's the level of reception. It's the diminution of the spiritual forces. And therefore, the creator, the systems, the Kabbalists, make it's hard labor for them to lower themselves below their degree. To rise up is natural to someone who is in the spiritual world. He's constantly aspiring to that, but to begin to descend and making special efforts to create certain partsuf called searot. They're like fur on animals. It's an external clothing, like our own hair. The human body. So we call these additional actions of the upper person relative to the lower ones, se'arot. Se'arot is here in Hebrew, especially to connect to the lower ones. Let's attempt today to be on the same level with the kids. It's a good exercise. What is it for? This is the way we work with them, in order to elevate them to a higher degree, and ourselves as well. The man first needs to recognize, to see his lower degree, and suddenly he discovers that to elevate is not that easy to him. He thought that he will lower himself to the degree of the lower one, and when he finds himself in the lower degree, he finds out that it's difficult to climb back up. Well, let's begin to talk with our kids. Further, we have additional questions to the topic of education, and after that we have women's question, the question of women's group. Maybe we should just first sing. What do we sing before the lesson usually? The famous song.
שיעור שכולו שמחה וסימסים שהכל סבירה והמורה שלנו מלמד אותנו מה זאת אהבה.
יופי. נו, вопросы по порядку.
Well, let's start the questions. Who's the most, who's the bravest one? Usually the girls are. Well, Judith, go ahead. Stand up and tell your name.
Say,
and where are you from? I'm Jana from Moscow. How can you know the answers to all questions? You know, I have this kind of a special telephone line. And that's why I know the answers to all questions. I can't say to all of them, but more or less. So, I have this special telephone line, and that I'm making calls with is called connection of the lower one with the upper one. It's called the small one with the great one. When I don't know something in our world, I'm coming up to my mother and I'm asking her, and she answers me to the father, or come up to my teacher. If I don't know that, if they don't know, they turn to the doctor, to the teacher, somebody else, for advice. In the upper world, in the spiritual, the answers to the questions you have to find only above. Not in yourself, not even in the book you will find it. You have to try and find within you, to feel within you, that connection with the upper ones. The upper one, where all the answers are. In principle, all of the questions in us arise as a result of a feeling of emptiness. Let's say I feel empty. That means that I have a question. If fulfillment comes, it means that I have received an answer. And therefore, all of the answers is light. And light can come from above alone. And the question that we are asking, let's say I'm calling above, it's called a prayer or raising mana. In other words, a question. In other words, I want to know. If I really want to know, then from above comes a special signal. It fills me, and I'm feeling the answer. I'm feeling what the answer is. How can I do it? Let's say, you're asking my mother, you're saying, mother, I want an ice cream. Martha doesn't want the ice cream herself, but she's taking your desire, and with that desire, she goes to the shop, she buys the ice cream and brings you back the ice cream. In other words, she's bringing your desire to the shop. The same way, I'm listening to your question. I need to take that within me. I have to somehow feel it within, as if it is my own, and I raise it above. I can raise it above, just like your mother can buy the ice cream, you can't, and so I bring it back to you. In other words, if we want to hear a question from someone, we need to love him, and then we will feel his desire as our own, and we'll be able to raise his desire above as our own, and then we will receive the answer to it, and then we'll be able to return this answer to someone who asked. Can you see that the system is not easy? But if a person knows how to do it, he can answer all questions.
Я хотел спросить, почему Творец так сделал то, что он разбил нас на все частицы?
Why, I want to ask, why did the Creator do it so that he broke us in pieces and he is helping us, but why did he break us?
Если бы мы бы одно целое были бы,
if we were whole,
было бы лучше.
He would feel better. Exactly. He didn't have to exert too much with us. Why did he do so? In order to teach us. Let's say you have a lot of toys. Between them, there are all kinds of toys where you have to construct things, construct Lego, puzzle, or, you know, put together a certain toy. Sometimes you receive a toy which is whole, and after that you break it. Why do you do it? Because you want to know what's within it, and then try to assemble it. Instinctively, a person learns by breaking and then assembling. He begins to understand. But when he is breaking, it's called analysis, it's for grown-ups. And when he assembling, it's called synthesis. And therefore, as the whole is breaking, and then we're assembling it back together, that's when we begin to understand why was it built so, what is its purpose, what is its functions, how is it moving, and so forth. Kids naturally want that, and therefore we're making such toys for them. It's all built on assembly and disassembly and so forth, especially with the boys. In order to familiarize us with the entire nature that the Creator made, and nature that we can feel, and the one that we can't feel, a lot of things are concealed from us. There's a lot of things around us that we can't feel. In order for us to reveal all that, he's broken us, and he gave us the opportunity to assemble all that. And when we've completed to put everything together, we begin to completely understand the Creator, finally, who He is, why He did it so, why did He make us so, what His final complete thought is, what He is demanding of us, where we have to come to. For you're saying yourself, He did something and then he broke it. And we have to assemble this breakage. After we have assembled it, that state is called final, complete correction of everything that he's broken. Only after we have completely assembled it, we will be great adults, understanding what's going on. Only after that, we'll be ready to the great life ahead of us, the great work ahead of us. The true life actually begins after the final correction. Therefore, we need to quickly attempt to put together everything he's broken. We'll learn everything, and we'll be able to to for something good. We'll be prepared for something better, for something greater. We have to quickly come to that.
My name is Shana, and I have a question. How can we remain in the sensation of the connection that we have in the Congress all the time? How can we maintain that sensation of connection constantly? The Congress doesn't need to stop. With this sensation, I'm leaving every Congress. Meaning a Congress is basically needed in order to elevate to the next degree and to guard that degree within us. And then another degree, another degree. If I feel, say, for example, we had a Congress in May in the U.S., afterwards in Germany, afterwards in Argentina, now we had in Buffalo, in North America again, and now in Turkey here. I personally am ready to jump every week from one Congress to the next, and I'll never get tired. Really? You see on me, yeah? That I'm, on the contrary, I'm full of life by it because I'm elevating and guard those degrees within me. I'm falling from them, but only in order to transcend higher. This is something that we need to know how to use it. And gradually it comes. But a Congress is simply a jump to another degree of unity. Therefore, after the Congress, there is the ability, there's a completely different, new possibility to teach and to feel. You have to understand that the Congress is simply an opening of opportunities for further feeling and more feeling. How many such congresses? Until we have enough connections so the light would open up for us. And principally, it is all up to us that we, when we leave, so that we won't feel that we've left. And it is possible. Well, first of all, we are always in contact, in mutual, constant work. We need to simply cross from now to start already and long already from now from those physical sensations to more internal sensations. We have to force ourselves to start imagine, to identify ourselves with that inner point and the world clear, to identify it, to cross it over with a gathering of points in the heart, and not that I'm sitting here with a bunch of bodies. That's wrong. We have to move to this inner sensation and remain with it constantly, and you will see that when you leave, you receive even more so the ability to connect. However, we constantly need to constantly be in such inner pressure, in kind of work. And you will feel that a mutual guarantee is something that have to lead us forward in it. And the Congress shouldn't end. It has to be just a push as a springboard towards the next degree. Otherwise, it's just 2 or 3 days of holiday, and that's wrong. How can the Creator be revealed? How can the Creator be revealed? If I close my ears, will I hear something? Have you tried? And what? You don't hear anything, right? Can you hear me now? I don't hear you. Meaning that in us, if I close my eyes, would I see anything? No. So what does it mean to reveal the Creator? If I'll close my eyes, then no one around. It's just like a little baby closes his eyes in order not to be afraid. So that's it, there's nothing around me, I'm not afraid. So the truth is that the Creator is here, just that we don't have those eyes. We haven't opened them in order to see Him. We need to develop them, to open them. We have those eyes, but they are shut. We need to open them up. This is also what the book of Zohar is teaching us, that he who is asleep with his eyes shut, the book of Zohar describes people as such. And then we will see him. This is called that the Creator is revealed. What does it mean? We reveal Him. In order for that, we need to open within us such quality, such sensation, such possibility that we will truly be able to reveal Him. This quality is called the quality of bestowal and love. When I am trying to love, to give, then in me opens that special sensation, special quality in which I'm feeling the Creator. If I'm not opening it up, the Creator is here, but I cannot feel Him. This is how we have to open. And how do we learn to do it? We learn in a group. If I'm trying along with my friends to be together with them, to be good friends, to love, to be as one person, if he wants something, I'm trying to do what he wants. He needs something also. I'm trying to do what he needs. I'm trying by that. I'm attempting to exit myself, to open within me that sensation with which we're giving, the quality of giving. And then this option of bestowing is opening up. All right, Judith. If I'm in entertainment places and I need to think about the goal and about us to connect, and I have things that I can really enjoy in them, and I'm only thinking about them, so how can I think about the goal instead?
Если я нахожусь в местах, где можно весело провести время, мне нужно в это время думать о вас и думать о цели, как же я могу вместо этого... А мне хочется думать о разных веселых времяпрепровождениях. Как можно думать вместо этого о цели?
Это тебя мама научила.
Did your mom teach you?
Если я нахожусь в местах, где... Как называется?
If I'm in... How does it call in Russian? Entertainment places. How can I think about the goal? So it was you who danced last night, all night, and didn't let me sleep. The Kabbalah is different from all the rest of the sciences or other teachings, other methods, by the fact that it is not forbidding anything. Nothing is forbidden. It only says to the person one thing. Try not to separate from the Creator. You like dancing? Dance. You like traveling? Go and travel. But somewhere here there will always be the connection with the Creator. And then nothing doesn't limit you. You can do anything. A person cannot limit himself just like that. In anything. We have to travel, we have to go to the beach, we have to swim, to jump, everything. Only the thought. Where is my heart? Along with it. This is very important. Everything else, Doesn't matter. On the contrary. Person can do seemingly things, all kind of illogical things, maybe even strange things, just because we don't understand his intentions. Where does the Creator lead him? What does the Creator set for him? We don't understand it, and we don't know it, and even he doesn't know. It could be that all kind of such desires appear in him that he can't refrain from it. He must go and dance, as you say, to enjoy, to have fun, going to the pool and other places. However, and he shouldn't suffer from that. No. He needs simply, along with it, not to forget about the Creator. And to do it so that you will be feel good both from this and from that. Not to... not to refrain from possibility of going out or having fun. On the contrary, to add to it the connection with the Creator. In no way it should contradict anything. I remember that when I was a little kid, maybe I was 9 or 10 years old, my parents told me about the fact that we are going in about 20 days, I think they said, to the Black Sea. We lived in the north, and the Black Sea is quite far. It's to Odessa, and from Odessa we get on the boat, and in that boat we'll come to Sochi, like a complete adventure. And all those 20 days I had to study and do all kind of things. I didn't feel that bad or that it was hard. I used to play with friends, I had to do homework, and everything was easy and fun because I lived that dream that here, soon I'm going on that adventure. Hence, I can have all the entertainment and fun I want, and along with it, I can hold within me this sensation and the thought that I have even greater adventure, the meeting with the Creator. One shouldn't contradict the other. It just seems to us, how could it be if I went dancing with my girlfriends or to the pool, then that's it, that's not a spiritual work. On the contrary, if you do it along with the fact that you will long for the goal, that will be the true spiritual work. So we just need in the right manner to see how to receive the true pleasure, precisely that whole complete in each and every moment. And not that it will seem to us that the wisdom of Kabbalah requires some sacrifice and some limitations or refraining from anything. No, on the contrary. So that have fun, you have a whole night ahead of you.
No.
Well, why is the Creator hiding from us and not letting us come to Him straight away? Just imagine yourself, that you're coming to the toy store and it's open and nobody's there. You're coming inside, you're walking around, wow, toys here, planes here, and here we have PCs and everything, and you're there alone and you can do whatever you like, you can put them on and you can play and you do whatever you want. Can you imagine that? And you can have here ice cream and sweets, the whole world around you, and the most beautiful one. You will never leave it, but you wouldn't advance at the same time. You would be just enjoying that state. The Creator wants to raise us to His level, not to stay as a small kid. He wants to bring us up. He wants to grow us. And therefore, He's hiding from us. He's demanding of us that we first grow into the extent that we'll grow. To that extent, we will reveal more and more and more. To the greater extent, the spiritual world. But we will stop taking it as a small kid at the toy store, but will be grown up, and not to stay on a kid level, but to use it correctly, that entire world, immense world. Of course, having fun, but we'll have to grow. In general, the greatest game ever, just remember that, the grown-ups don't know it, the greatest game ever is when you're attaining the final correction. It's said that the Creator is sitting there and playing with the great fish, the Leviathan, and the whale. Biblical whale, and we have to come to that game. And in general, we need to understand that our entire life is a game, and all of our movements towards and forward are in the form of a game. Why? Because we're playing. I watch him play and I'm playing as well, and so we're advancing in the game. We need to just understand what it's all about, the spiritual game. If a person will have that attitude to it as to a nice game, something pleasing, something joyful, and not that I'm, you know, what have to do and everything is so bad and I've been pushing by suffering, it's so complicated. If quite the opposite, I'm right now with my friends together, playing with us, between us, quietly, calmly advancing, that would be indeed a very exciting game. We just have to change the attitude towards it. Well, go ahead. Well, at that time, are being told that we have to come to the congresses and raise above obstacles. But there are sometimes obstacles that are quite hard, difficult, and certain disturbances that don't let us come to the thing that we're calling the purpose, the end goal. What we should do with that? We're advancing. Let's say I have a certain destination that I have to reach. I have a straight path around me, and then I'm having a roadblock. I have to turn. I do. And after that, we have steps, and I have to rise up along them. Then I have a wall, and I have to take a turn again. In other words, I'm advancing. Not just in a straight line, and even the straight line, I don't know where I should draw it. I have to take certain destinations. I have to have obstacles that against them I can find the path. In other words, the obstacles are there to lead us and to point us in the right direction. We shouldn't observe them, take them as something interfering with the advancement, but as directions. Like a mom is telling you, you should do this and that, but you shouldn't do this and that. And she knows that it's hard for you, but in the end she wants you to do the right thing. The Creator is the same with us. There's no obstacles indeed, only help. That should be our attitude. It all depends on the attitude. If he has a high spirits, that understands everything for him, then it's not difficult. Quite the opposite, it turns into something easy. The whole game turns into whole life turns into a game. And there's no fatigue. That inner emptiness, you can overcome everything, especially in the group when we're playing together. Can you imagine? All the girls get together with all the tappets, with all these toys, and they're playing around, and you can't separate between them. The same way we can play, supporting one another, and feeling that every second we're advancing, and if there are interferences within me, I don't want it. I'm weary, and I'm looking at my friend who doesn't seem good to me. I understand that you have to just turn around a little bit, turn it into another direction, rise up the ladders. If I'm feeling that I'm being directed, it's not an obstacle, then everything is, then we'll do fine. We have this song in Russian. I will know that my beloved one according to his the sound of his footsteps, something like that. This is the way we know our beloved one, the Creator, according to his noises he makes. He's telling us, turn right, turn left, rise your head up, don't turn around, stay still. He's constantly giving us prompts. We just need to pay attention to his prompts. According to his advancement, his steps with me, I will recognize him. Okay? So give the mic to someone else. The topic of the lesson is the Creator reveals in connection between us. And my question is whether there is a state that we're unified, and but the Creator still doesn't reveal himself in connection between us.
Возможно ли такая ситуация, что существует связь между нами, но Творец все-таки не раскрывается?
Of course, there is the case. Let's say a group of robbers, bandits, has gathered together here that they're planning to kill someone, rob someone, steal something from someone. They have this kind of dark thoughts. Usually, these thieves are in a very, very close. They're closely connected to one another. He can give their life for his friend, but their purpose is not good. There can be a case that the group has this slightly connected between it, inside it, but their purpose is not correct. It can be the case. It's not my words. It was a great Kabbalist who said that if you want to learn to study how to be tightly connected, intimately connected to his friends, learn that from the thieves. Usually their bond is quite tight. They have this round mutual guarantee. So like Cosa Nostra. So you have to be like Cosa Nostra. You're very famous, of course, Rav says. You're a very famous man, and a lot of people are talking about you. So how do you succeed overcoming above pride? How can you fight your pride? Usually I just get bad news about what the people are telling things, bad things about me. I never hear good things about me that people say. That's for one thing. For another, you can immediately discern a person that is aspiring to ascend from a person who wants to get famous. How? That if a person who wants to ascend, who wants to elevate,
He's all comparing himself to the Creator. He is searching for example that to look up to become like it. That and he constantly reveals bad things within him that he still yet has to correct. And he catches himself that his thoughts are not in the right direction, that his head is not in the right thing, that his heart is not in that. And he doesn't have anything to be proud of. Quite the opposite. It's said, where you find the greatness of the Creator, there you will find, how should I say, humbleness. And it exists in parallel. Because on the one hand, look, the Creator is the greatest one. He's the one and only and unique, governing all. Unique and one in everything, on the one hand. On the other hand, he's concealing, quiet little, inobtrusive, unseen, to such an extent that we cannot discern him, see him in anything. And when the person approaches the Creator in principle, he feels himself as such. I've heard that there is such a Rav Michael Lightman. I'm not feeling that Michael Lightman they're talking about. It's a certain puppet, certain trademark, something like that, but it's not me. I'm feeling myself quite differently. Towards the Creator. And therefore, I'm not being influenced by, like you're saying, this fame. It's not me who is famous. It's that trademark that is famous. That doesn't have anything to do with my soul. And the rest of things that we're doing together. But actually, it's not me. And therefore, a person is advancing. That doesn't bother him. It's not him within him. And therefore, I don't think that this is a thing which can be you should be afraid of, problems associated with it. Although it is said, you shouldn't believe in yourself until you're completely corrected. But in general, there are all kinds of ups and downs and all kinds of states. But in general, the one who is aspiring, advancing towards the Creator, he easily overcomes this problem. He doesn't have megalomania. And therefore, he can discern Kabbalists from any other person who is presenting himself in a certain way before public, who is holding himself according to a certain standard. We can feel by him that he is acting before the audience.
But as a principle, it's not a problem. I don't think that in us such problem will occur with our friends if we will advance correctly. On the contrary, the advertising work for disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah means we need more advertising, meaning you're using it as a tool. And is there anyone who's not from Israel? Or? Why is the Creator created egoism? Why did the Creator create egoism? It's been told about the egoism that I am creating an assistance against him, against you. What does it mean, assistance against you? That you will be able, by correcting that egoism, to advance? Well, let's say I'm doing sport, so I need to jump high or run, or also overcome certain disturbances. I need to jump higher or further, or to lift a heavier weight. I'm overcoming certain barriers, obstacles, and I need to be stronger. I turned to be a famous sportsman or something great. Same here, the ego was made in order for us to be able to rise, to transcend above it, meaning the more I have a greater egoism, I'll be able to control it. Then I will become a greater man. Otherwise, how would I advance? It's the same as in our world. It's the same as in our world. If I'm wiser, smarter, a greater person, I'm stronger, and I know a lot, and I can overcome many things. Precisely, this is how we build. Therefore, for the spiritual world, our disturbance in the spiritual world is egoism. And in our world, the disturbance is laziness. But by the disturbances, we come to the goal. And egoism is such disturbance that, thanks to it, we are coming to the goal. We're achieving our goal. Well, the girls has no more questions? All right. We are done. Gilad? So, we are saying goodbye. And you will ask questions in our weekly lessons, the kids' weekly lessons, okay? No, not from Israel. If there's any of the kids from other countries. What about you? Now you remember? In the previous Congress you asked me a question. It was you who yelled to me. I used to ask you, who are you? How can we become as one heart? How can we be one heart? If we are together, all of us, wanting that one thing, this is one condition, the first condition, pay attention. If, say, we are 10 girls, and all of us want only one thing together, this is the first condition. And the second is only if all of us together, and not separately, we can receive it, attain it. So that longing, a mutual longing of ours, help us to be one desire, to be one heart. Meaning two conditions. We need to long for one thing, and we need to receive it only if we are all together. This condition is called Arvut. Well, where is he, this lad? Come on. Why do we need Congress? Who are you? No, stand up. First of all, say who you are. No. You grew up, eh? So I'm apologizing. Well, turn this kid now. Give this kid. My name is Nikita. I'm from Moscow. Nikita from Moscow. All right, yeah, go ahead. In what year did they make Shamati? Or Neshama. In what year they made Shamati? Shamati is a book that I made in 1991. Until then, it was a notebook in which all the articles were written. It was in my teacher's hand all the time. I used to read it when I was next to him. And when he passed away, he passed me that notebook. Once he passed away, I decided to publish these articles in order to help the rest of the people to know the truth. All right, you will ask a question? All right, great. Just first say who you are. What's your name? Okay. The microphone is scared of you. No, it doesn't work. What's happened with the mic? Here you go. All right, something with you, hey? All right, again. No, you're not Venya. I'm Venya from Moscow. Good. And I would like to ask a question. Why is the Congress advancing us forward? Good guy, hey? The Congress advances forward because we receive here, look, we here for 2 days, like net time, right? But in those 2 days, we had 6 lessons together, beside for 3 times, 3 culture nights, beside all kind of meetings and explanations and workshops. This is a very strong concentration. Maybe we could even more. I think next time we make it even tighter, our timetable, in order to not to allow our body to weaken up, weaken, get loose, and the mind become loose. And I hope that people tried to gather, accumulate all the strongest experiences and to connect them together, because our correction and our advancement forward is made of moments. There's such a song, Yeshregakat, there's that song, there's a little moment, and those moments are those little sparks. We need to gather the sparks that fell from above, we need to gather them into one kli. Hence, every one had 20 or 30 small, strong memories which you have to gather together. And as in a magic box, he needs to guard it there, to put them there and live with it all the time, and over again to add to it, and eventually we'll have a big clear. The Congress is good by having such strong, tight concentration, and in such short time you can gather so many of those sparks. And that will give us a very big advancement. No. I see that among the girls, that's it. Who else have we got? All right, pass him the mic quickly. That guy's there. I just want them to ask a question. Because why did we allow the Israelis to ask otherwise? Why? Why egoism appears in people? Egoism appears in people because the Creator made us specifically like that, so that we have how and over what to advance. Understand, the Creator is high there and we're down here. How do we advance through the degrees? Degree by degree, it's hard for us to overcome. You have to overcome gravity, the egoistic force of the earth. This is how we need to advance towards the Creator. We have to overcome our egoistic force and come close to Him. This is why He created egoism. One more question, quickly. What happened to you? Did you drink too much last night?
Okay, that's it. We're getting up and we're leaving. Now we'll speak to your moms. Thank you very much to all the men and women who are dealing with the kids, guiding the kids, all the teachers, all the guides who are constantly with the kids during the whole day, cared for them and guided them. Thank you to everyone.
I've been given a list of questions about educating children. How can we transfer information to the kids so that people won't just mechanically memorize it and won't harm them afterwards? Kabbalistic material can harm in any way, in any form, even if it's memorized automatically under pressure. We're talking about that there is no coercion in spiritual, and it's not true. What it has to do with the education of the kids, the parents are obligated to educate their kids. They need to give them things that they believe are important in life. If we know that there are important things that we have to attain during this short period of time to have in this life, to attain the Creator in this time span, we need to pass it on to their kids, the opportunity, the knowledge about that. And it is so said in Kabbalah that we must educate a person the craftsmanship. He is talking about that in the introduction to the Ten Sferot, the Emunah, the faith. And therefore, in relation to the kids, with the kids, we must educate them all the things that we have to know about Kabbalah, just as we give them the knowledge about the world that we're existing in. And we have to. We must do it. And don't worry, whatever you will do, whichever form you will educate them, it won't harm them. With that, You're creating a certain contact with the upper four of upper world, and from that, they beginning to receive something from it. There, things are formed within them. I'm working with them, at least with the people that I'm that I'm working with next side by side. It doesn't matter what we're telling them. It doesn't matter that they're mechanically and, you know, externally answering to questions. We memorize things like that in many instances of life. We're given all kinds of facts. We're taking them and we're advancing in our lives with that. But here, it's not the case. Here, by mechanically repeating like a machine, coming back to certain words and phrases, by that, we evoke the influence of the upper light upon us. It's not the way it is in our life. The way we're educating kids, you know, studying, giving them lessons on mechanics. You have to do it like that and that's it. No, here's the method is quite different. The person is elevating, is growing, is spiritual, just coming back to the same words. Kabbalists telling us to just give him that information so he would know what is Tensferot, what the five words. It doesn't matter, the knowledge itself already somehow bring him into contact with the upper four, upper life, upper world. Already they give him a certain connection, enough and sufficient. All these little, detached pieces of information. We're not talking about logic, cause and effect. It's already highest degrees. In short, we have to teach these things, people. Do we need to give the structure of the words to the kids? Of course. But my son, when I came to Barbash in 1979, he was 7 years old. He was born 72. So everything that I studied with Rabash, I repeated with him. And he was sitting next to me when I did. And when I told about that to these elderly people, except Rabash, there were six or seven elders that studied with Baal Salam already. He told me, look, bring him to us. So I did. And they asked him, and they were very satisfied. They asked him questions, and they were very satisfied. You shouldn't be worried, you know, you could harm him, mechanical knowledge, not. They were very pleased. So, you know, you have to give the connection to a kid, give a connection with the upper force. What can be more important? What can be more what can guarantee him more than that connection? That determines everything, his further existence for him or her. What is the conditions, the needed conditions for during the lessons with the kids that the upper lights will influence them? The group, the studies, the material. Most important is the teacher. The material needs to be reprocessed, reworked. But the most important is the group and the teacher. So it will be interesting for him. There will be contact. The people will understand that they are playing the same games as the upper one, as the grown-ups. It's very important for them. The kids come to the lessons, sit a little bit there, they walk, and they come to back, and they're sitting next to us during the meals. We need to teach. Educate a person. The kid needs to repeat after his father. If he can see the example in his father, it's very important for him. How many kids in the world can proudly say that they're sitting next to their father and dealing with the same things that the father does? It's very important for the kid. So we shouldn't miss that. Instructor. How should I say? Instructor needs to understand what he's dealing with. It needs to be our students. As a result, we're educating them, and as a result, I think they're conducting or behaving correctly with the kids, treating them correctly. And I'm hoping that we will create serious virtual child education system, and I hope that we'll approach that even without opening physical school, even the long distance education. And to set up that, this needs a lot of financial
financial support foundation. We need people that will sit and develop games and the study material. We need to, you know, we need to record that. We need to direct that, stage that. It's not that I'm sitting here and, you know. Let's hope that we'll be able to do that. We'll be able to translate different languages. And we need to take into consideration the mentality and it needs a lot of financial means, and we will hopefully we'll approach that. The kids don't like have a habit that they want to see a teacher that stands next to the blackboard and explains. Or should we change that habit and make him equal with them? Of course he has to be equal. He needs to sit next to them only in a circle, in the equal footing, when can absorb knowledge. If an instructor is standing before them and they're sitting and look, and kids are sitting next before him and watching him, it's not education. It's a dry method. It's made to create workers, servants, the service stuff, but not to form a man, human being. You can form a human being only in a direct, equal kind of conversation with him, and you slowly elevate him in by way of conversation, explaining, listening him out, giving him examples in dialogues. And only by that you can elevate him. It's not the kind of education that we're used to and we've gone through. Therefore, we've received the education, but we haven't received the upbringing. We didn't receive inner instruction. We were filled with knowledge. We were not created human beings. You know, you should know this and that, human physics and history. Of course we need this knowledge. And easily, kids will absorb it easily after the Kabbalah, because they receive the global approach, all this physics and geographics, small pieces for him. It's, you know, it's quite simple after you have discussed the whole system of reality. Here you have a little subject here and there, history and geography, that's it. Man is groomed to form a global approach is formed within him, and therefore all these details are not important, are not difficult for him, not hard. We have a method that is written, of course, of how to convey this to the lessons, and it's not next to the blackboard, not explanations, lectures, and no homeworks, no. You should bring up a kid quite differently. And we need to understand how kids hate this kind of approach. Little kids that's 4 or 5 years old are distracted easily in groups of kids who are older. And it's problematic to give them a material and Kabbalah in these groups of kids. On the other hand, such kids are pulled up to the level of the elder ones, and the elder ones, older kids can give them examples. Should we join them, join these groups of age groups? You can only join them in the meals or in the lessons. We shouldn't reinvent a bicycle. Kabbalists have already done it for us. People who don't know it should learn it. There's a quite distinct gradations. We know that according to the development of the soul, and our body is developed according to the development of the soul, is the way it is developed. The way our souls develops, our body does, the degrees, 3 years, 6 years, 12 years, 13 years, 16 years, and 20 years. And approximately to that age, we need to create our age groups. We can't put kids together who are before 6 years old and above it, that age. It's a wide divide in awareness, in a comprehension. We don't see that in our life, but it's different approach to life in a human being before 6 years old and after 6 years old. before 9 years and after 13 years with the kids, with the boys. And to take that into consideration.
Where is the border, the limit of protecting kids from the influence of the external environment? Can we learn, can we teach the kids alone, at home? You have no problem. They will understand everyone, the kids. They will communicate well with everyone. They will bypass the problematic places and won't enter into contact with wrong environment, society. There won't be no problem with this thing. We don't have to make any dramas out of trying to educate kids and close them and make like closed circles of ours. I haven't seen any negative ramifications to Kabbalistic education. I don't have too many examples, I must say, but with my kids, but whichever way, at least with my kids, man needs to be in contact with the outer world. He needs to find himself. He doesn't need to be shut down within his little Kabbalistic circle. He doesn't have to. If you want to acquire a profession, you should go and acquire a profession. My elder daughter, she decided she want to be a biologist. Now she finished uni. She worked in a lab researching cancer genetic problem oriented to cancer for a person to develop harmoniously and be able in any society to find his place. In any society, and the society will feel comfortable with him at ease. It's just today when we are here with you in the initial steps of the development of our development, it seems to us that it is difficult. The truth is, it isn't difficult at all. There's nothing to be afraid of. The external influence, the influence of the external environment on our kids will give them such a shield, such protection that they will not be able to be immersed or to drown in the bad, to be engaged in the bad actions, some criminal actions, prostitution, drugs, etc. Simply they won't be able to do so. They won't be able to allow themselves doing so. Not because he will forbid himself from doing it. Rather, he won't be able to. There'll be a light acting within him to start with that will not allow a person fall to such states. I released my son at the age of 16 from home and forced him as a student to travel in India and Europe and the Far East, and I didn't care, I wasn't afraid at all. He used to write to me that he's traveling in some monasteries and here and there, and I was never afraid at all, not even a little bit. And he grew up and found himself a wife, have kids and everything, with no participation or assistance on my part. That is simply light in that influence in such form, and that's it. In short, it is a gift. It's such a big gift you can do for your kids that simply can't refuse it. We need as quickly as possible to arrange the remote studying school as quickly as possible. Over the what all that happened in the world nowadays, if we can demonstrate the results from our education, what questions arise, what questions they can answer, not mechanically, rather how they treat the world and everything. We need no other advertising. Well, this is called dissemination. There are many documentary films as examples, but there's also private opinion of the directors in those productions. Is it worthwhile the kids absorbing it? We shouldn't limit the kids in anything. We should give them everything, both a kid and an adult. Of course, he is attracted to his inner desires, but they have to see everything, both the good movies, the not so good movies, and to understand how the world is structured. And along with that, we need to provide that condition that the upper light would influence them. Again, I'm telling you, the education happened only through or under the upper light, not through the guide or teacher or whatever. They are like an activators of the process and nothing more than that. This is a critical difference of Kabbalistic education to any other education. There, you insert knowledge, mechanical knowledge into them. Here you don't insert knowledge, you put them under the influence of the upper light, and it reform the child, formate. We try always by some, we try to occupy the kids and play with them, the all kind of forms of activation for kids. We need to give the kids examples. The kids receive examples only by examples. That happens both with animals and with little kids, that you're sitting together with a child and you show him, you demonstrate, you do what he needs to do. He sees what he needs to do and then he learns from you. He looks at you, what you're doing, and trying to do the same automatically, and nature simply obligates him to do so, like a little monkey. And we have to understand that we are made in such a way only by example. The half of the upper Patsuf descend down to us, to our Galgal Tainaim, to the Galgal Tainaim of the lower Patsuf, and give us an example. Raglaim of Ima, the part of Bina, descend to Patsuf Ziranpin, which is the world of Atzilut, and demonstrate by that his example. Here, this is how you should do. And then the lower Patsuf can do so. But the upper one must present everything to him. We need to ask for the Creator, show us how to do. Assist us. He needs to give us the knowledge and the strength and to give us an example. We don't need to invent anything from the ceiling, like pull off the air. We need to demand to have it. And that's it. Knowledge, force and strength and example. After a good example and with a strength that can do so, there's nothing supernatural here. Imagine to yourself how simple it is. It happens in such simple actions, one step after the other, and we have to come to it. Same with the kids. The example, there's a knowledge how to do it. Show, demonstrate, assist. Only in such way, according to the example. No theoretical or warning kind of teaching. To see by the example why things happen in such way, why adults treat one another like that. How do they treat during the meals to one another? How do they treat during the studying to one another? What's most important to them in life? What are they talking about? What are the kids are talking about? What are is the group talking about? We need to attract the kids towards it. They have to be next to us, not far from us. And to see it. Where is the limit between the examples we give to kids and all kind of things that can disturb in that lesson? Places where kids can disturb, like in the assembly of friends or during the dissemination factory work. Of course, that if we work in creating Kabbalistic media, all types, sometimes we invite the kids, but of course, they sometimes disturb. And gradually we come to the conclusion that we have to create
some kind of a supportive environment where the limit is difficult, but they must see us in the work, they must visit the factory, we have to take them into dissemination, even if they sit next to us. By the way, the kids here joining the newspaper dissemination, participating really well. We have to try and attract them towards it, and for them to participate in the study a little bit, and to be kids' games, not just computer games on the net and all this nonsense when they shoot one another, or the ego pushes gladly to those games. No, to attract them to creating games, to attract them to those processes the kids are taught in our center. Work with their video cameras, video editing, how to make video clips, by taking into account that indeed the new generation, the young generation, understand, grasp those things, all these electronic tricks, much better than we do. Really, through their assistance, we can advance forward much better. Later on, when they grow, they become very necessary in our factory, and they can remain as workers. They can remain in our expanding factory. Let's see what happened with the contacts. Seems like there's some issue with Rav's microphone. All right, prepare the next mic. What is the role of the mom and dad in the education of the boys or girls? Moms and dads. We need... Well, here, bring another mic quickly. Replace it. Bring another mic. You bring a mic, another mic, or what? What are you looking at?
All
right, so by that we concluded those questions. All the rest of the questions are ladies' questions. Is there anything else about the kids' education? So quickly. About boys and girls?
Ah.
Regarding boys and girls and fathers and mothers. So I'll tell you, according to Kabbalah and in general, and all the ancient cultures, the boys can be educated till the age of 3 in the women's quarter or among the women, mom, and later on pass to the dominion of the fathers. The girl can be educated by the mom and remain with the mom. It is desirable for the boys to put them under the influence of men. We have a huge problem nowadays where we identify in our society both in wrong sexual education and in all kind of other problems. We don't even understand whether they derive. They derive from the fact that around the child, around the boy, there are women who are educating him. They educate him in the kindy, they educate at school. Everywhere there are women. They don't have at all an example of a man or a guy. And if there is, then it's a negative man. And it's a terrible problem. We don't even imagine to ourselves, we can't even imagine what kind of people it produces. Same with us. We were educated in the same manner. Most of the teachers who led me at school were women. In kindy were women. At home, mom, the men, dad used to arrive very late. We can't imagine to ourselves how much we are lacking an example of educating men, educating for men, for the boys. And that is a different environment, different thoughts, a different life philosophy, a different field altogether, in which you as a boy are in the man's environment. And it's always been like that. With the ancient tribes also, the boy used to be with a man and the girl with a mom. The boy with a father, and I hope that by us bringing our kids to our studying and include them in our social community life, we'll give them the right environment of ourselves, how we should treat correctly. The boy should take example from the dad and the girls from the mom. In this topic I can talk a lot. The truth is it's a very complex system, but this is how it has to be. We have Imaila, we have Tvuna, and all that come down to Malchut. There's souls of women, souls of men. This is how it is from the Creator. And through all the worlds, there is a very sharp division between men and women. And suddenly in our world, we start doing all kind of mutations. See what we come to. We cannot imagine to ourselves how many problems are in our world only because the boys, for quite a few generations now, do not receive the example from the men. They grow not as boys. It's not some pointing a finger or anything like that. Rather, this is how it should be divided. And then they correctly would have connected between them. They would have appreciate, respect one another. And we would have seen the oppositeness is, after all, not contrast. Rather, oppositeness builds and is necessary. Well, all right, let's not touch it now. There's a few questions left.
Okay, ladies' problems, ladies' issues. Ladies, are you ready? Who wants to do it? Who is for? The question is whether we should leave a man in the hall or ask them away. In general, who wants to leave, can go and drink beer. A lot of